Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are asking such thoughtful questions about helping their little ones learn patience and self-control. And I want you to know something right from the start. If your 3 or 4 year old struggles with waiting, if they find it hard to control their impulses, you are not alone. This is one of the most common challenges parents face during these precious preschool years, and there is so much we can do to help. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in with me, and let's talk about what's really happening in your child's beautiful, growing brain, and more importantly, how we can support them with love and understanding. First, I want to share something the magic book taught me that changed everything. When your little one can't wait for their turn, when they grab a toy from a friend, when they interrupt you mid-sentence, they're not being difficult. They're not being bad. Their brain is literally in the process of building the neural pathways needed for self-control. Can you imagine? Every single moment of struggle is actually their brain learning how to pause, how to wait, how to think before acting. Research from the National Academies shows us that children between ages 3 and 4 are in a critical phase of self-regulation development. Their prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain responsible for impulse control, is still forming these connections. It's like watching a beautiful garden grow. You can't rush a flower to bloom, and you can't rush a brain to develop these skills overnight. It takes time, practice, and most importantly, your patient, loving support. Dr. Matthew Rouse from the Child Mind Institute reminds us that self-regulation is a teachable skill. It develops through coaching, through practice, through breaking challenging tasks into manageable steps. And here's what I love about this. It means you have so much power to help your child. You're not waiting for them to magically develop patience on their own. You're their guide, their teacher, their safe place to practice these important life skills. So what does this look like in real life? Let me share some gentle strategies that the magic book and research both tell us really work. First, visual supports are wonderful for young children. Their brains respond beautifully to things they can see. If your child needs to wait for a snack, you might use a simple timer they can watch. You might draw a picture chart showing the steps of getting ready for bed. When children can see time passing or see what comes next, waiting becomes so much easier. It's like giving their brain a helpful map. Second, practice waiting in small, manageable moments. We don't start by asking a 3-year-old to wait 30 minutes. We start with 30 seconds. Maybe you're playing a game together and you practice taking turns. Maybe you're baking cookies and they practice waiting while you count to 5 before they can lick the spoon. These tiny moments of practice are building those neural pathways, one patient moment at a time. Third, and this is so important, validate their feelings while teaching the skill. When your child is frustrated about waiting, you might say something like, "Waiting is hard, isn't it? I can see you really want that toy right now. Let's take some deep breaths together while we wait." You're acknowledging their struggle, you're showing empathy, and you're teaching them that feelings are okay even when we can't always do what we want right away. The magic book also reminds me that children learn so much through stories. And this is where I want to tell you about a story that might help your family. It's called The Harmony Arcade Adventure, and it's about two friends, Leo and Mia, who discover something magical. They find an arcade where the games create beautiful light patterns, but only when the players listen carefully to each other and take turns. When Leo and Mia learn to be patient, to wait for their turn, to really listen, the whole arcade lights up with the most wonderful colors. This story shows children, in such a gentle way, that patience creates beautiful outcomes, that waiting and listening make play more magical and fun. After you read this story together, you can remind your child, remember how Leo and Mia discovered that taking turns made the games even more special. Let's try that with our toys today. You can find the Harmony Arcade Adventure in the Book of Inara app, along with so many other stories that teach these gentle life lessons. Now I want to address something that might be on your heart. Sometimes parents worry. They think, is something wrong with my child? Why can't they just wait like other kids? And I want to wrap you in the warmest cosmic hug right now and tell you this. Your child is developing exactly as they should. The research is so clear on this. Children whose parents respond with structured support, with visual aids, with consistent practice, develop stronger self-regulation skills over time. You're not behind. You're not failing. You're right where you need to be, learning and growing alongside your beautiful child. Early childhood education specialists tell us that teaching impulse control through age-appropriate activities is essential to emotional and social development. And the wonderful news, you're already doing this. Every time you help your child wait, every time you acknowledge their frustration, every time you practice taking turns, you're building their capacity for patience and self-control. Let me share one more insight from the Magic Book. Sometimes the moments that feel hardest, the times when your child absolutely cannot wait, when they're melting down because they want something now, those are actually the most important teaching moments. Not because you need to lecture them or punish them, but because you can be their calm, steady presence. You can help them learn that big feelings pass, that they're safe even when they're frustrated, that you're there to help them through it. This is what the research calls responsive caregiving, and it's one of the most powerful things you can do to enhance your child's self-regulation development. You're not just teaching them to wait. You're teaching them that they're loved, that their feelings matter, that they can trust you to help them navigate difficult moments. So here's what I want you to remember, my wonderful friend. Your 3 or 4 year old's struggle with patience and impulse control is not a problem to fix. It's a skill to nurture. It's a brain that's growing and learning and building beautiful new pathways every single day. And you, with your love and patience and gentle guidance, are the perfect person to support them through this journey. Start small. Use visual supports. Practice in tiny moments. Validate their feelings. Read stories together that show patience in action. And most of all, be gentle with yourself. You're doing something amazing. You're raising a human being, and that's the most important work in the entire universe. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, with stories and wisdom and cosmic support whenever you need it. Until our next adventure together, sweet dreams and patient hearts. With love and starlight, Inara.